Okay, gentlemen. Erev Tishrei of Esrei Chatzot, as we'll discuss in a later shiur, the Machlokas HaPoskim, whether one should be learning in Yonim of Torah, which are not related to Avelus. And the truth to tell, even today's shiur is under a cloud. So although we're learning it as Avelus, but we're learning it a little too much geschmack, a little too pleasant. Too much simcha, too much tufrela. That it might not be justified as those who have got the strict of you. As we'll discuss later on, we also like the Beit HaLevi, that it's mutter to learn anything in Erev Tishrei B'Av Yetzer Chatzot, and it's one of the brisker customs that we have accepted. Okay. Fine. The halacha that we learned yesterday about Sheila Shalom has two aspects. An Ovel may not be Mishol B'Shlom Acherim, and Acherim cannot be Shol B'Shlomo. There's a big and a fundamental difference between the two of them. That an Ovel cannot be Shol B'Shlom Acherim, but Pashim Shalach and Hilchos Avelus. One of the things that an Ovel is also in is Shelah Shalom, right? You have 11 things, many things. Shelah Shalom is one of them. But the fact that an outsider is not supposed to say Shalom Aleichem to an Ovel, that can't possibly be a Din in Avelus. Because the obligation is an obligation on someone who's not an Ovel. So how can I be considered a Din of Din Avel? So as a matter of fact, it's very relevant to Halacha L'maaseh, this fact. It's not just academic. Is it Din of Avelus or not Din of Avelus? What's the difference? The difference is very simple. As the Beis Yosef quotes from this Maram, Hilchos Avelus are canceled by Yom Tov. As our opening Gemara from today, from this Maram. He said that Otsi Esed the Rabbin, V'dachil Esed the Yochid. It's knocked it off completely. So if it had been a din in Avelus, it would be knocked off. It's not a din in Avelus. So therefore, it's not knocked off by Yom Tov. This is quoted from by the Beis Yosef. It's also found in the Tshuvas Maimoni, Siman Yudayin, name of the Maram, Hilchos Nochos Siman Peidal, which we also have. There's Meis or Meis Kodem Rosh Hashanah. So if it would be a din normally of a Avelus, not to speak to an Avel, to give a Shalom for Shloshim, what would happen? We'll get to the problem later. Rosh Hashanah knocks off Shiva. Yom Kippur knocks off Shloshim. Gevaldik. So you do Kiddush Levanim as Yom Kippur L'chol HaDeis. You have the people Aleiha business. You can give a Shalom Aleichem as Yom Kippur. For sure. But it's not true. Not true, says the Maram, because it's not an Avelus. Ein Shalom Mishlomo at Shnei Yom L'Acha Yom Kippur. Shnei Yom, that's the calculations already. 7 and 7 and 7. We'll get to those problems later on. How you make them, how you figure out those, how you get the 30 days, and then within 12 days it's 30. New man. We'll have to get to that. We're learning those sugyas. But I'll upon him, Yom is not knocked off complete. Fine. Can a person give a bracha to another? You can't give a shalom aleichem. Can you give him a bracha? Can you give him a bracha? Now who knows the answer? So those who are different stuff know, and maybe some of them know from their own knowledge, of the Furush, Rashi, and Chumash. Everyone is supposed to know Chumash and Rashi. We keep talking about all the Ashna, all the Parashot, and the Matzibur, and the Kamsa, and the Tishra, and the Tavel. We don't know what Unklus, we don't know what the words mean, Unklus. We should better do Chumash and Rashi. So where's the Rashi? Rashi and Bereshit. Who knows? Rashi and Bereshit. Anybody? Chumash Bereshit, not Parashat. Chumash Bereshit. Anybody? Bokim Chumash and Rashi? There are a lot of Balkaris at Bokim Chumash. But not necessarily Bokim and Rashi. Nope. Rashi says Mefurish in Bereshit and Parsha Vayishlach. Perek Lam and Hey. Lots of tests. What happens over there? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha to Yaakov Avinu. According to Rashi from Chazal, Yaakov found out that Nebuch, his mother, had passed away. So Kodesh Baruch gives a bracha to Yaakov Avinu. Nope. He gave him a bracha. He just heard about the petira of his mother. It was an avel. He gets the mother to give a bracha to an avel.
Why is it a
bracha? God's not a bomb on this one. Ooh. Excellent. Excellent. What kind of raya is this? I mean, it's a flaky raya. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not bound. The answer to that question is partially, but here it's not a question of mitzvah, non-mitzvah. If it's not appropriate to be shol b'shalom someone who's not shori b'shalom, and if a brach is included in that kind of a being shol b'shalom, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu, without it being bound by mitzvah, shouldn't really be doing it. It's a bit of a rhyme in Divrei Agada, which are not completely, we should not rely on them completely, because you never know. So are there any real rhymes? Are there any real rhymes? He tries to bring a rhyme from the Dog of Merivava, today being Erev Tisha B'Av. The Dog of Merivava says, well, on Tisha B'Av you don't duchen, you don't say Birchas Kohanim. You know why? Because everyone's an Avelis, and you shouldn't say, even the Chazan shouldn't say it, you shouldn't say V'yosem L'chosh Sholom. You should say V'yosem L'chosh Sholom. Okay, that's the problem. So the Divrei Sofim says, hey, wait a minute, and you have a Rech Hashem, you have a Rech, okay. So we have to wait, why else we have to quibble about the last bracha? The first bracha is also a bracha. I give a bracha to one of them. So the fact that the Devon Rav says, Tavkuf Nun Tet, that the only problem is V'yosem L'chosh Sholom, you have a Rech, there's no problem, indicates there's nothing wrong with giving a bracha to someone who is considered to be in the category of Avelus. Now, we also see another insult in this, that the Divrei Sofrim, that you're allowed to give shalom to a group of people that includes another. Otherwise, how does a kohen ever duchen? The Kohanim say, Yosem Lachal Shalom to 100 people in shul, and almost bound to be one of the Navelis, up to a year. There it is, you're giving it to a group. No. Are these riots really riots? And so the riots to Mishloch are very easy by the Divrei Sofrim himself. We spoke about yesterday. What did he say? So, if you're mechuyev to do something, then you're mechuyev. You can't bring any riots. You're mechuyev. That was all shit yesterday. So here too, the current mechuyev to give a bracha. There's an oval in the shul is going to stop him. So if you're mechuyev to do it, there's no reason of being shol b'shalom. There's not any riots in this whole concept, this whole idea of duchening this way, that way, the other way. Right? So you're mechuyev to do it. Well, as a matter of fact, Tisha B'Av, you'll say Tisha B'Av. The terrace is, by Mincha we do say it. Right? By Mincha we say it, we do duchen to Mincha. So, the pashas is that the whole East is not me being there, going to be riots back and forth. Yes, time.
This is funny,
that
we trying to figure out what the definition of Shalom is.
Right.
So maybe this doesn't revolve this degree about not the context of Shal Shalom in case where Mokir can do it. The point is that within that assumption, Shal Shalom is doing that. You have to Shalom that comes with Shal Shalom.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. What Tanya is saying is that we said just now that according to his yourself yesterday, the Dog of Rabbah doesn't even begin. The whole thing is not right. But the Shvishi taught of the Dog of Rabbah, which may be the right against what he said yesterday, because, right, the Chora. But you see what's Machal in the Baruch Hashem, correct? Correct, that's a good point. Good point. But the mice, according to him, he can't bring any right. The whole thing is not right. Okay? Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. Again, and aside from his soul, you can say that Dukhan is part of Seder Ayom. And Seder Ayom, you know, all the Matthew is a Talmud Torah. Matthew is a Shalom Shalom, too. Right? Well, there is no Shalom Shalom at all. There's a Masech HaSof we spoke about a while ago. You know, you have the right? So that means it's not really Medina, but the Medina of the we went to it already. We've been asking the Masech HaSof, etc. So the only Raya left with Aaron is the Raya from Rashi and Chumash. And that's not the big of all the Raya. So therefore, the Raya's Mutzah give a bracha to Manavel is not so clear. Not at all clear. What about saying Mazel Tov? Mazel Tov? Mazel Tov, he says, well, you can say Mazel Tov. You know why? Because he gave him a mazel tov because his mazel was the shtana l'tov, something good happened to him. So he can give him a mazel tov. He quotes an unbelievable chazal. Someone Nebuch is an avelus. It says in the Rishalmi and it says in the Medrash, Nola ben Zohar, Disrapa kolam eshpacha kula. They have a baby boy in the family, so the whole family somehow is healed. And so to mazel tov, any other simcha, there's some kind of healing which is going on. So Lachora, he wants to bring a rash to these poskim who say that Mazel Tov is mutter only for this particular reason. He's calling from some rare Zachronim. And otherwise, it would be awesome to say Mazel Tov. see that he can't give a bracha except for special circumstances. So he's doicha, which is an incredible tchia, that mazel tov is like, I don't know. He goes through the whole discussion over here. He says that mazel tov is like shel hashava. It wasn't plain bracha. I don't know, what's mazel? Mazel just sounds greeting. Anyway, he's mazel, mazel tov. That's the bottom line of the discussion. Okay. Well, let's go down to a very important Ramah in Shin Pei Hei, which is important in, and the question of how we apply it. Umei achash she'osu b'sheil ha'shom Shin Pei Hei tefalas kol shkein she'osu l'harbos b'dvarim. It's a Rambam. I'm a foolish Rambam. Hey, on it, don't. Be quiet. You shouldn't even say shalom. How much more? You shouldn't stop talk hakachainik. Talk on the very silly thing. That's the Rambam quoted by the Rambam. So the Divrei Sofim, right, if that's the case, you shouldn't really say too much to the Yovel either. Because if you start talking to him, by definition, he's going to start talking back to you. And you don't want him to encourage him to talk too much. So you shouldn't talk to him too much either. Because, again, I repeat, by talking to him, he's going to talk back to you. We don't want to encourage that. That's what the Divrei Sofim says. And he makes an interesting quotation. I'm sort of a slight typo here in the Ma'am HaKomet. In Hilchos, in Simon Shin Lamadal in Yerodea, should be Siv Beis, and the Gross Siv Kotten Yud Beis. Of all things, it's Hilchos Nidui V'cheirim. And the other, I'm all right. Mikom Gam Lo Yar Ba'imo V'dvorim. Lo Yadar Ba'imo Elo L'tzorech. And the Gra says, "I am Shintaesis Alvago." So the Gra makes a tushdal over here. You shouldn't talk too much to a menuda. Why? He's gonna have to talk back to you. Same thing you should apply to another. This is what the Divrei Sofim says. Not only should he not be talking to you too much, you shouldn't be talking to him too much because it's gonna cause a reaction of talking back too much. Fine. The Mefurash Gemara Brachot. I go to Beit Tamya Shtikusa, Rav Medvei, the scarf of Beit Tamya, to be quiet. If you talk too much, you forget about the Tsar, or you have to scope for Kalas Rosh. But he says, if the Menachem keep talking, and the other is looking like an idiot, just stay like this, you know, without moving, the lack of cover to breathe. So they talk, he's allowed to respond, whatever is considered appropriate and adequate from the perspective of cover up with. Fine. Now we come to the famous Minhag HaRamah. Very famous Minhag HaRamah in a few places in Halacha. The Ramah writes over here in Sifkot Nalas, Umasha Noagin no Hidna, Lishon Bishlom Avel and Yachar Shiva, Nir the Svirlo, the Shaila Shalom Shalom Noagin Ba, Ain't a Shaila Shalom Buskaras Bigamor, Kamosha Rakti Bezemes Yad of Ishmaya, Bor Rachayim Simon Tay says, Oath Aleph. Now, Herakti can only be by definition, as the word implies, the document Moshe Haro, which I don't have here. We don't understand that the Torah doesn't have it. But I have the Kotzer. I'm sure the Oro concludes things which are not in the Kotzer. And we'll see in a moment. Okay. So this is the famous Ramah. Now, of course, the problem is that the Ramah writes over the end of Arkim Moshe, Mi Umayt Rabbi Akiva, Shekosavti B'Tomach, Lo Yitiru El Mishum Kvod Arabim, Lo Mashma Kain. What did Rabbi Akiva? What happened in the Gemara? What happened exactly? What happened? All that happened was that Rabbi Akiva was involved in the situation, and what did he say? Well, Lechula based on Lashala didn't say so much, and yet even that simple response was considered to be a violation, were it not for the fact of what? Nu, Kavod HaRabim Shaini. You see, just saying the Kula based on the Sholem is already a violation. So wait, what exactly were the Kulas of the Ramah? What is the Kulas was? You don't say the word Sholem. Sholem Hashem Hashem. Right? Now Rabbi Akiva used the expression of Sholem, so that the Chorus should be a Gevaldik Kula. So why is he saying that Rabbi Akiva's members against him? What's he driving at? What's he driving at? Huh? So I look at Simon Pei test. I think he said two different heterim in the document Moshe Aruch. Because of Herakti. The Kotzer only says it in Shem Hashem. Right? Now, there's nothing against the distinction of Shem Hashem from Rabbi Akiva. Because Rebbe Akiva, they used Shalom, which is considered Shem Hashem. So that's why it was up. But we say hello, good morning, no Shem Hashem. So in fact, it should really be Mutter. So what's the answer? Why is he slugging himself up in the Maaser Rebbe Akiva? So apparently, if you're looking, pay attention, there's another clue which he has there. That Shalom, Shalom, the only one you bow. That's how it was a very formal, the bowing kind of a motion, which is a very formal kind of a thing which was prohibited before davening. Let's pay attention about Easter before davening. That'll be the same thing which was prohibited over here. But, the fact that the Gemara said that Rabbi Akiva was covered around the shiny, you know, didn't say Rabbi Akiva bowed down, didn't say he bowed. So the fact that there was no bowing that we know about is what the Ramah is using as a kash against himself, against that svara from the Stam of the Gemara over here. Licha ora. Either svara is right. So we say good morning, should be mutter. Why? We don't bow. You're not mentioning Shem Hashem. So according to the Ramah, those of the minig who say good morning before davening, which is Shalom Shalom, and good morning on Tisha B'Av, and good morning to someone who's in Avelis, or hello. It might be mutter according to the svara of the Ramah, which he calls it a minig. No again ha'idna, the common custom. Okay? Now the yeshiva shavelt, we don't rely on this anymore. So you go on Tisha B'Av, someone picks up the phone, yes? When it pays all, yes? Okay. That's the world who want to be knocked in the din, keep getting cured in. I don't want to rely on this minig, because the minig is not so well established. Okay, on both sides. Let's go. The Gemara has on Chaf Aleph Mebeis, the same piece of Gemara that we started with yesterday, and another important halacha. The Gemara says like this: Hamotis Chaveo Ovel B'Toch Lamed Yom Medavim Motan Chumim. People think you can't be Menachem Avelim after Shiva. It's over. That's a mistake. It's a mistake. You see that there's a concept of Nichum Avelim even beyond Shiva. And I'll tell you a secret. Someone says a bigger mitzvah after Shiva. The Shiva, the whole house is packed. Everyone's walking in. But after Shiva, all of a sudden, the oven goes into a crisis. There's no more, no one's coming to his door anymore. And his loss is so stark and so overwhelming. So it's important to give a phone call at least, to come visit someone. So you come visit, you're not sure you'll find him at home. That's, the one mile of Shiva, he's going to be home. We'll have to discuss that figure later. He's not going to leave his house. You come 2 days later, he's not there anymore. Okay, so call him up. Not there, you don't go. It's a mitzvah beyond Shiva as well. V'davei tanchumi v'ena shol v'shlomo. Lach ha-shloshim yom, shol v'shlomo. V'ena v'davei mo tanchumi. The avail is up. It's not nice to go to start to bring back the old memory. Meisa ishto, v'nos isha acheres, eino rasha l'ikonis v'beis v'davei mo tanchumi. Why not? It's an insult to the new wife. You're not allowed to bring up the old wife when the new wife is there. It's a serious issue. It's the nimi right. Cover that bridge. That's what the post can say. That if a person is married and now has a second marriage, and he has very fond memories of his first wife, he wants to observe a yard site for her. Not allowed. He wants to go to the Beit HaKvaris and his new wife is going to find out about it. Not allowed. Not allowed. It's based on his Gemara. It's a pagia. It's very, it's a kind of a harsh thing to say to somebody. But based on this Gemara, he really shouldn't do it. What he does is she doesn't know. All right. That's like a Hibashuk, right? It says over here in the Gemara. That's Matzal Bashuk, Omla Matzal Farab of a COVID Rosh. Because the second wife is not around. They have to be careful, when she's not around now, but she'll come around later. It's hard to keep secrets in this world. So they have to be very, very careful about Kvod Ishto Hashnia. Very important. Okay. This is the Gemara over here. What about Shabbos? I asked you to see a rush. I'm sorry, it's really in Simmons. What was it? Slam of Kess. I had a little typo there. So, yes? No! That's a terrible, they can't do that. That would be terribly inappropriate. Yeah, Steve said that would be that. Yeah, I don't know what goes on in the movies, seems to me it would be a terrible thing. Okay. In Simulam Chesed Yerushalmi, Mokom Shit, the last lines of page 70. And Mokom Shinogu Lishlom, the Shoulder Shalom Avelim, the Shabbat Sholem, Uvidorom Nogu Lil Sholem, Rabbi Oshir, Rabbi Azmir, Rabbi Azmir, Chaman Taman Avlaya Bishavta Vishal Dulun Amale Eini Yodem Nei Mekomchem Avol Sholem Alechem Kemirek Mekomein. I'll give you a Shalach on Tznai Mirek Mekomein. That's a different custom. It's a different custom. They're both different customs. What are they fighting about? Lich Orah. They're fighting about, is he Shari B'Sholem or not? That's all depends upon, right? It's called two and over. So if he's Shari B'Sholem, then you can say Shalom Aleichem. If he's not Shari B'Sholem, you can't say Shalom Aleichem. So the difference in Hagim is to whether he's Shari B'Sholem or not. Lich Orah. Has nothing to do with Avelis at all. No? Not considered a violation of Farhesia. If you don't say Shalom. Whether it's Shori B'Sholem or not. Others say, no, even if you don't say Shalom, it still would not be considered a violation of Farhesia because it's a Din of Shlosh. We spoke about this before. Only the Shiva Dik Adin. Right? It's also a Shev Al Tasa. We'll talk about a little bit of that. Also, we spoke about before. Yes, I.
If the concept is that
No, the point is as follows. The reason they'd be different, but the specific gather of the din is not to give what we call Sheol HaShalom, either before davening to anybody, or in Avelis. So therefore we can make certain equations. You're right, what's behind it is different. But the specific getter is the same. Now, it's interesting. The Ramban, in page Reish Chafei, tells you the Hemshech of the Yerushalmi, which seems to be not so clear. This has nothing to do with Avelis. Not at all. This is the end. We cut the Rosh Chafei, cut the Yerushalmi in the middle. But the Yerushalmi goes further than that and goes into the discussion of Avelis B'Shabbat, Yesh Avelis B'Shabbat, Ein Avelis B'Shabbat, which is the whole sugya about Farhesia and Betina, which we'll have to discuss in Mitzvah Shem. People ask me about it. I think it's a very important sugya. We'll try to learn the sugya after we finish the actual halachas of Avelis, which next week sometime in Mitzvah Shem. So it's a very important sugya. But clearly the Ramban is linking this to regular laws of Avelis, which really in the Yerushalmi, it's quality. You can look it up in Tosfos. So the Tosfos was on the Maamar Karmas, I think, a long time ago. Chof Gimel Amud Bey. At the end of the Tosfos, the Ramban called Man. Chof Gimel Amud Bey. The Tosfos says, "Be Yerushalmi the first time of the Shabbos and Avelis Nogbo Shem Dechsev Birchas Hashem Itashir." Okay. That's the Yerushalmi. 1 minute. And the Ramban says the following lesson. Okay, this is a partial quote. So the person is not considered to be, according to one day, to be sorry, bizarre. He's not considered to be sorry, be evil. That's because they're not keeping the halacha specifically. And therefore, there is this impression that there's not full avelis on Shabbos in terms of what its frame of mind is. And that can lead to an important expression from the Ramban. I think that we should read inside. Those who have Ramban, please look inside. Ubipnei, page Reish Chafei, footnote 43. Ubipnei sheshelos shalom arabim, hu shenichnas emetzlo, utzrichim lishol b'shalom, ela she'ein avelos mitzartein b'shnikoson, lefichach tolo also b'minuk. In other words, it's a strange thing with Yerushalmi. Since when are things dependent upon such minhagim? I mean, come on. Either yes or no. What's this minhag over here? Why is it depending upon a minhag? The Chazal should be koveya. You can say Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos, or you can't say Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos. You get an impression from the Ramban, it's a din of Avelis, and it's a din of Farhesia, even though, Rabotai, it's a question of a Nisir of Shloshim. We read a Shach, am I correct? A Shach, a Rabbeinu Yeruchim, we better read it. Am I dreamland? Can we spend time on this? And there's no, we say the Farhesia, We don't have Avela Shiva, you can't do with Farestia. But Avela Shloshim, you can do with Farestia. We spoke a lot of Arichas. And the Ramban's against everything we said. Against everything we said. And the only reason why it's okay is Ein Avelas Mitzparsem Bishtikosam. And therefore it depends upon a minute. So it seems to me that indeed this is the sheet of the Ramban against the Shah, against the Ben Yeruch. The Ramban here on page Reish Chaf Hey is Lishitoto Reish Chaf Zayin. On Reish Chaf Zayin he's discussing over there the issue of Avelus Shivan, Avelus Shloshim, and Shabbos, and Yontif. And there he seems to say, against the Rabbein Yeruchim and the Shach, he seems to say that there's even an issue, there's even a problem of Avelus of Shloshim, that if you observe it in a public fashion, it's going to be no good. That's what he says on page Reish Chaf Zayin. Only thing is, you have a Mamakom machine? Get the exact line. Thank you. Get the line. Is that on? Ah, from the previous. Sorry, that's from the previous, this whole long paragraph over here. Okay, so what line am I looking for? One minute. We discussed over here the Ramban about what kind of what is considered avelus tzina, what's considered avelus farhetia. And again, I can't go into all the details of that. But again, if you look carefully in this page, it's clear that even avelus of shloshim, things which are shloshim related in yonim, if they become the parhesia, they would be considered a violation, as opposed to the shach and the rabbeinu yeruchim. But he says that you get the impression again from the Ramban that whatever is the shevi al taser, there is no violation. There's no violation. This is the Ramban sheet. Now, this Ramban shita is something which I believe is not unique to this particular case over here, Reish Chaf, things which we spoke about, but it's found, this is a general mahalach. Let me repeat again. I'm having, I want to say it's a double machloikas, Rav Oshay, between what we'll call it the Rosh, and we'll call it the Ramban. Okay? A double machloikas. One machloikas is, I mentioned already before, can there be an issue of a farhesia for Shev al Tas? I'm doing nothing. Can that be considered a violation of Avel to farhesia? The Rabbans can say, no, I did nothing. I do nothing. I'm going to say I violated Avel Tas. I didn't do anything. But I didn't do anything, so you can't call the Avel to farhesia. I didn't do those passes. Ah, you should have done something? Ah! I could find five reasons why you didn't do it. You didn't feel well. The whole business. Where's the rush? I read you last time, called Rabbeinu Maitre, Rabbeinu Tam. He got shlishi during the Avel Shiva, because it would have been an Eitz, he clearly disagrees with that Nakuda. Okay, that's one Machlokas between the Rosh and the Ramban. Okay? There's another Machlokas about the Farhesi Diki Yisurim of Shloshim. And in order to explain, I want to take a step backwards. This is the last line of my Machlokas in parentheses. It's hard to find the Yisurim here. We started off this year, the first year, opening day, with the issue of Avel Shiva being canceled by Yon. Correct? We canceled by Yon. Fine. But, according to the Ramban, and all we showed him except for the Ramban, Avelus of Shiva on Yon Bitsina does apply. Dover Shibitsina. No, I guess before Shimon Ksuba Zavdal, I want to argue to that there is Avelus Bitsina of Shiva during Yon. Everybody with me? So far, so good? What about Avelus of Shloshim? So Avelus of Shloshim, according to some Rishon, we'll get to it soon, does not apply on Yontif at all. Doesn't exist. Some Rishon hold that, we'll get to it. So the question becomes, I ask you, What's the biggest stira to Yontif? Avelis of Shiva or Avelis of Shlosh? Obviously, Avelis of Shiva. Nonetheless, Avelis Shiva is knowing. So why is Avelis Shloshim, according to some Rishonim, not knowing at all? That's what bothered me. That's a kasha. According to those Rishonim, that Avelis Shloshim is not knowing at all in Yontif. And Shiva is on Bitsina, it's going to establish. You said the other way around. So I think the answer is as follows. And that's why I answered the Shiva in the first. The Shita of Talmidei Rabbi Dechilmi Paris asked the kasha. Why is it? The Talmidei answered this kasha. Why is it that Avelis Bitsina is knowing than Yontif? Let's say, Esei Derab knocks off Esei Diyokin and knocks it off utterly, completely, totally. Why is Avelis Bitsina knows? So the Rabbi Dechilmi Paris answers as follows. Quote, Lo mikri moed ete derabim, eladvam shibafarhesya, dave mili derabim. The ete derabim is for public matters. What does that mean? I thought by Rav Sochim that the ete of Simchas Yontif, you have to drink some wine, eat some meat, wear new garments, play with some toys, or some nuts. Well, that's not public. I think the answer is that he's working with the Rashi Ksavyat. And if you dial it in the base, the real Rashi, the Rashi says, Ese de Rabin v'samachta, quote, Shekol Yisrael osim biyachad simchas yontif. That the problem with having a velus in yontif is in the public domain. Because you need v'samachta should be an Ese de Rabin, doesn't mean an Ese which is performed by a million different individuals. No, it's a spirit in the streets. Ese de Rabin means in the public square. How people are conducting themselves. And you cannot have a velus go up against that. Ah, that's the case. You understand very well. Only a velus for the Sahasya would be considered conflicting with this Simchas Yontif, which it has to be Birabim, not only Birabim, but Birabim in the public square. But a private Simcha, a private Avelis would not be in violation of it. And even say there's no longer by Samigdash. We don't get it together in masses. We still get together. Mikra Kodesh, the Ravan, the Mitzvah get together. When Yontif, go to Shul, and do the Tibur. So you cannot have any Avelis in that stage. Oh. Now, we mentioned again the Shach, who says that Avelis Shloshim is not with Haresia on Shach, not Avelis Shiva. Why? We said before. Not such a powerful level of Avelis, so it's not considered conflicting with Shabbos. Avelis Shiva is more powerful of Avelis to Farasi Kilis as a stira to cover Shabbos. And there's got to be Matarit. So we can make the following suggestion about that. With respect to Avelis Shiva, we already have on every Shabbos this distinction between Sin and the Farasi. We know that. They had to make a distinction between Sin and the Farasi. Memela, Chazal instituted that even on Yontif, the same distinction exists. We will mandate Avelis Shiva b'sinah, which doesn't conflict with the Ese Derabim that we just described it, and we will not allow the Avelis b'farhetz. That's by Shiva. But by Shloshim Rabotai, we don't find a distinction beforeish between sin and the farhetz, the shachas. We don't find such a distinction. There's no such distinction. So now, we say like this. So to keep the laws of Shloshim, if you keep them on Shabbos, it's not a stira. Shabbos is Shabbos, and Shloshim is Shloshim, and they don't rub each other so much the wrong way. Is there a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos? Not so much. Not a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. But on Yontif, where there is a mitzvah of Simcha, they declared that Avelis of Shloshim shouldn't apply at all. This is the answer to our original question. According to those sheets and Rishon, and I say, there's no Avelis Shloshim Yontif at all. Again, those details we'll get to in the Sugya of Yontif. That's much later. That's going to be quiet. That's toward the end. So what's the Sugya of Avelis and Yontif? Now, the Ramban, go back to the Ramban I started talking about before. The Ramban says that if you could keep the laws of Shloshim, it's not a stira to Simchas Yontif. It's not a stira to Simchas Yontif. Why not? He explains Meshe mitzvah lo tasei. Umidina regal nami noag bev de mitzvah. Hilkok shenoag bev de kulan aveluso. Ein aveluso mispar semes olo. What does that mean? You get the impression that avelus shloshim is not noag v'shabes not v'fareskia. No. No, not. Because it's some of the Yisurim are knowing by everybody, Beregel. What? You can't do laundry Beregel, right? You can't do Gius, you can't do Tisforus Beregel. You know, that's the first mission. Hail the Gotham, you can't do these things. A person's not an Avail. A regular person who's not an Avail. Oh. Oh. What do they have a case of a minute of Avail Shloshim, which is the Farhesia? Even if Shloshim? You would not do it on Shabbat Kodesh. This is the Rambam, which is against the Shachar of Eben Yeruchim. And if I didn't notice it, the Vilna Gaon, or someone who seems to claim to speak for the Vilna Gaon, noticed it. It's in the Likutim, in the parentheses. That's what I asked you to see. Please open up, please. Shin Tzadi Tes. Shin Tzadi Tes and the Groh. Sit Cotton Dallas. Report. Let's read a small print. Okay, so the Mechaber says the law retorts regal b'levad of the behem, alach retorts ovel. So in ovel, the laws of shloshim apply. Not to mina, I can't do it anyway. No, because lilbos kelim meguhatsin, that is permissible for regal, but it's not permissible for an ovel. Okay, says the gra. You see, that's called mitzvah shloshim karma. Look, we passed the halacha about that. I can't go into all the process. Regal all of the minyan shloshim, not the minyan shiva. What's the difference? The difference. You have some of shiva's knowing and some of shloshim's knowing. What's the difference? Teres is some of shiva's knowing, only the tinner. All of shloshim is knowing. That's what it says. That's why it counts as shloshim. They the osed varm shiva paresya el adapted varm shiva talk shiva. The Marav in Yeruchim, the Shach. That's the gross end. Parentheses. Uv Torah to Adam, Kosa, the Tama de Milsa, and Shemitzes Losa say, Uv is in a regal Nami Nog Bebe Mitzosa. Because Shinog Bukula Bavilusam, Ein Avelusam is Parsema Tola. Mashma, Davka Dova Shubashevi Al Pasa. The low, Kerb in Yeruchim. Okay? So you have a Machlokas, which is pointed out by the either the Groh himself or someone who added something to the Groh, a very important dispute. Okay? Like I explained before, the Ramban is based on the assumption that whatever you don't do is not called for Esther. That's our Ramban that she told us over here. You don't give Shela Shalom, you're in a bad mood. For Esther is only what you do. Okay? That's the idea of the Ramban that she told us. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh holds like a man of time. He didn't go for Shlishi with a minute for Hesia. He can't accept this Ramban Torah. Can't accept it. And therefore, there are the Rosh is a whole different Mahalach. And the Rosh says that the Avelus of Shloshim does not really apply to Regel against the Ramban. Again, we'll get to that later when we'll speak of Regel. And this is very, very important. And we'll get to the Talok of Maisa in the next thing we should talk about in Mishnah next week. It's like going into a Beit HaSimcha. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden Paskin, they had to go into a Sheva Brochus on Shabbos. If you wouldn't go there, it might look like Avelus Tiferesia. How come he's not there? He must be an Avelus. But we're saying now, it's wrong with Mother Shah. Why? According to the Rabbi Yeruchim, it's wrong. And he's a Shloshim. He's a Shloshim, there's no dinner in Tiferesia. And according to the Ramban, it's wrong because it's Sheva Altasa. He's not coming. Yeah, stomach ache, whatever. So we'll get to that, those problems later on. Okay, so just got a little bit of a flavor of these sugyas. Some of you may not be here. We'll get to the full lumdus of regal. That's where all the lumdus is. Since Rabbi Cohen started there, that's where the most lumdus of sugyas in your Testament base and the Vayta. So we'll get to that towards the end. Just a little taste of it today. Let's go on in the discussion here in our Siman Gufa, Rabosai. So the question is like this: if it's a minig and you don't have a minig, what do you do? Some neighbors, they say Shalom on Shabbat, some they don't say Shalom. What do you do? So the very thought of this in the Yerushalmi is Mashi can be Mekel. Shalom Aleichem committing the Kolenos. He didn't even bother trying to inquire what the minig was in that other place. He just said, we're out your rights to be made. Let you know beferish otherwise. Let you know beferish otherwise. And the whole discussion, he called the Prima Gazim, was a suffix. Is mutter even within Shloshim, or maybe only within Yud Beis Kodesh for the father or mother. I don't know if it's a suffix, it should be the same. But he calls the Ravan, it's even mutter within Shiva. It's even mutter within Shiva. And if you look again in that Tosis, where am I? Chav Gimel Arabeis, they quote this Yerushalmi, and they're talking in the context of Shiva. So the Pashas and Tosis is that way. So again, with those where the minig exists, where the minig exists to be maker, we're maker. Even within Shiva, Prima Gazim is talking about Shloshim. We even make it even within Shiva. That's the Pashup Shah. That's the Ravan, the Beferish, the Mashem Tov here on the Chav Gimel Amud Beis as well. That's what the different Tov says. We mentioned before about Shalach Manas, for both sides. The Ramos, we can't say Shalach Manas and Shalach Shalach. What's the Maril? And the Taz says in Tov Reish Tzad Evov to Chav Gimel, something very interesting. I wouldn't have said it myself. The Taz in Tov Reish Tzad Evov the Chutpurim, this cotton gimel, says like this. Yes, Ramos says there's a problem about sending Shalach Manas. But then he says, it came as a cotton for Ramon Yeredeya. The Minogain of the Hokel, the Shel of Shalom, Mutu the Shloch, La Manas Ganke. I lay near this book, I was there, in Lo Shalvalani. What's the task talking about? I had Teremah, you say Shalom, you didn't say God's name, you said good morning, you didn't bow down. If I give someone cookies and wine, if a matzah is considered to be shalom shalom, well, our cookies are not their cookies, our wine not their wine. What's the Taz talking about? In other words, like this, the Ramos that shalom shalom, the pashas, is considered either in a verbal manner or you're giving a gift. Now, giving a gift, so then all those coolers, you have to bow down when you give a gift, you have to say Hashem's name when you give a gift. The gift itself is an aveir without it saying one word. So the coolers cool very much shouldn't apply to the case of gift giving. Well, the Taz is to me not so. Not so clear. This is the kasha of the Elio Rabbi against the Taz quoted by the Amek Dover Sivkotten Mem Beis. But there's another svar to be made over here, because the Magad Avram writes here in Sivkotten Yudbeis a new bar, he says, Pshat. Kavanosa lahoros v'mokom she'enog and avelos v'purim. If you learn the Siv Dalit, so it's like Shabbat. V'mutl v'shloch v'mokom she'enog v'lisho v'shloch. Right? A whole different story. Not that the cool is that it's not our Shalom Shalom. Like we all quite understand that why it should be so. But the different story. It is Shalom Shalom. And Shalom Shalom is Mutzah B'Shabbos. Kiminageinu. It's a whole different story. A whole different story. The Divrei Sofer was upset with the Mishnah Berurah who mixed in the two Atarim together. He calls this one, that one. It should have made a more clear distinction between the two Svaros. Now, an Avil can send Shalach Manas. The post can say, alright, Yesh Misha Omer Sha'ovel Chayev L'Shloach Manas, the love of Sen Shalach Manas, because the question is why? How should that be so? If it's a Shalach Shalom, the Avil's not allowed. As a matter of fact, the Shulta Giborim, I ask you to see, there's no, an Avil cannot send Shalach, that's what I would have said, an Avil cannot send Shalach Manas. You turn over here, you Zion him at base. In the Shulta Giborim, Avol Chayv Matodas of Yonim, Upata Mishloach Manas, Achashiva Shalach Petzim, and Achamikrov, etc. No, what? Isn't he right? Isn't the Shulta Giborim correct? I would have said so. So, it's hard to know. What's wrong? Well, apparently the Tosfos say, well, he's mechuyev to do it. Like we said before, that the davar shebechova, the mechuyev, is not a violation. Not so possible. Before we say with respect to, as far as the Makabel is concerned, here's the issue of the no thing. Not so simple. Not so simple at all. I say, all right, send to one person, they shouldn't, more than that, you shouldn't send. Even beyond Shiva, the Shulta Giborim restricts you. I don't understand the other way around. Beyond Shiva, why can't you send 100 people? I don't understand the Shulta Giborim and that includes it. I would have said, the first week, either send to nobody, if I had my druthers, But since there are many postmen as Avelis on Purim, Ramah holds the Bekuvah, the Mechaba, the Shittasam, the Mechaba is Yesh Omen, because after he holds that there is Avelis on Purim, he holds no Avelis on Purim, so Mamele you can't send. You send to one person, no more. And after the Shiva, you send to 100 people. No? So. The time. What wouldn't be quoted in Shin Tae? I have a question. Why can't I invite others? Right? Others can't invite me because they give me the Shaila Show. Why can't I invite out somebody else? I don't understand this time. If you have an answer, you'll let me know. But this concludes the sugya of Shaila Show. I want to do one more sugya today briefly, the sugya of Atifa Tarosh. So Mr. Shem on tomorrow, no Shia, on Friday, Mr. Shia comes and the Shia tomorrow. Friday, we'll start to talk about Nachas Tefillah, with new Ma'amakar. Okay? Atifa Tarosh is something which I asked you to see just briefly. There's not much to talk about. One of the topics we spoke about already last year, for those who were here. The Gemara on Chavdal and Manalas. Call Atifa, Shenek Atifa Tishmaelim, Eino Atifa. Now, what exactly is Atifa Tishmaelim? That is the question. What is it? So the Gemara explains what it is. Mechvei Rav Nachman Agovei Didikna. What does that mean? So Rashi explained, Gubol Shebelechi Lamata Mipiv. I guess it means over here, right? Guma is a valley over here, right? Right to the down of your mouth. It's a little. No, am I still there? No, still there? Huh? There? That'd be, it's not there, I can call a doctor. So it's there, right? Just above the chin, there's a little crevice. That's how I understand from Rashi. The Ramban, but I asked you to see, has a discussion of this as well. I want to discuss, we only had this last year, I already forgot what we spoke about. I said, those are the notes or any other recollections. Let me know, I already forgot what we spoke about last time. Kevin Hippolytus, where the minig is at Pimus Ishmaelim. Here it's a din, it's only a minig. Although there we pointed out, if you do it wrong, the Chazanish says you can be a heftik between the bracha and the mitzvah. So even there, you're running a chance of a din, not only a minig. So the Ramban writes as follows. Pirish, Atifa Tarosh, Kisi Arosh. Because the opposite of Atifa is Priya Tarosh. And the first in the Gemara. And that means that there was no head covering. And he quotes the Gemara. Mechas Tarosh, Ovel, Shenemar, Ovel Vachapuri Rosh. Friend Haman, right? That the an oval goes over the head covered. Umidiksim al safam, right? It says al safam lo sat al safam. The Gemara which brings the raya of Atifa Tarosh. Lamdu shetzarach lisatik rosh vizakon at gavay dikna. It only says the word Atifa could have meant just cover your head. It says al safam. We have it by Mitzvah, Al Safam Yateh. The Sugar in the and we have it Al Safam also. Safam meaning over here, the area. The question what Safam means. Does it mean here? Does it mean here? In modern Hebrew, Safam is a mustache, no? Modern Hebrew. I don't know if you're right to derive too much from the modern Hebrew. But the Ramban seems to derive from it. I don't mean from modern, but from that term. Lamda Shitzarach Lishatek Rosh Vizakon Ad Gabe Dikna. What is the sasa? Look it up in the dictionary. What is it? The jaw. And the jaw is here. I mean, you got to cover, not just to here, which is what Rashi seems to say, you got to cover to here. Wait, we're not finished yet. V'atim is l'malam v'nachotem, above the nose. V'yishme'elim nirin adayin shemachzirin seif ha-mitznefes ha-p'yem v'al rosh ha-chotem shalahem. The Koran also, El Latam, Arabic. The Ikrit Echsib Lothat Al Safam. So I thought like it was Lawrence of Arabia. I'm not from last, it was Lawrence of Arabia. That's all I remember. The Lawrence of Arabia, he took his talus, and he went down over into the eyes. And he went, flipped his back up again, and covered over the nose. So all that was showing was his eyes. Because, you know, he, as I said then, even the people from Arabia, they're not that stupid that they're going to walk around with with the ice cover. Next time we won the war, they were out of control. They were, you know, people just ran like the videos of the Amaratim. They covered their eyes, they won't do the Ishmaelis. But the Pashas, that's not what this was really all about. Says the Ramban like this, but the Rishalmi, so stop that stuff and be conscious, throw the chasas upon him. First, the Rishalmi was a chasine milara. What's milara mean? Milael, you know, Zikzuk, milael, and milara. Milael is in the top, and milara is in the bottom. The lolev and armin, pume with the chach. So say that his mouth hurts him. What does that mean? Ladia's diet is what it means. I don't know what I said last year. I forgot. It means like this. That the Havim in the Rishali is Lo Sata al Sofam means only to cover the bottom part of the face. Milara means to take the thing from the shawl and to go, you know, they had the shawl cover up and cover only here. That's it. So here everything up is exposed. That's why I'm still the Rishali according to the Ramban. Says the Gemara, no. So basically your mouth hurts you. And therefore, what do you have to do? You have to cover up to the nose, yes? And in addition to that, you have to cover the top of your head. They're two separate coverings. One is coming from the top, and one coming from the bottom. And that's how Lawrence of Arabia went, to my understanding. No? Who saw Lawrence of Arabia? So I read something like one of the most greatest movies that this, no? Okay. I think it's kosher. So that's the pshat, the pasht. The two separate kisui of the top, and it's coming from the bottom. The Jerisha in Sifkar now didn't sound like he was saying that. And the minhag of the people who cover their head from the very top down to the bottom of their chin, the Torah and Gadol we spoke about last year, and it was just, okay. Now all of this shachar is irrelevant, because Tosfos and Kabbalah we no longer have Asifas Arosh. Why? The reason they give is because it's a goyim, and they'll say it was a machashev. They talk about it in terms of Kfiyat Amita as well. As I already pointed out there, nowadays we don't have avod, most of us anyway. Don't have avodim and shvachas, and we're not prepared of kishuv. The Gaval, you take a look in the Beis Yosef, here in Shin Pei Vav, the Beis Yosef has a very strong lashon, very strong lashon. He quotes this person, and he says like this, he says, V'anu lo ra'inu v'lo shamanu mi shepotar me'atifa mepnei tainazu. What do you mean? Tarsus is wrong. No, I guess in Tarsus they made fun, and now they don't make fun. And they're worried about kishuv, and now they're worried about kishuv. So the question becomes, Gaval, how come we don't have atifa sarosh nowadays? So I think the answer is in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sefala says, it's all a function of derech hiluka. In the time of the Gemara, they all walked around with the various shawls around their head. And therefore, they had to, you know, cover themselves completely with the shawl as he flies with the Shemelin to fulfill that tefillah. Nowadays, people have a hat. And therefore, I said, the Aruch HaShulchan, it's proper that an Avos should go with the whole shiv 7 days of Avelis with his hat. And the hat should, as the Shach put it, according from earlier sources, I think they were okay, not only be covering his head, but should also go a little bit further down and cover towards his eyes. He's wearing the hat in order to demonstrate Atifas HaRosh. In other words, Kodar HaShulchan, it's not the shot that, well, there was Atifa in the old days, and now we have we don't have that Atifa, so we'll still have a makeshift, a simulation, having Atifa with a hat. No, Kodar HaShulchan is master that. That is Atifa. Atifa is only what's normal. So in those years, those normal Atifas are Shmelem, and today what's normal is wearing a hat. Oh, and if the pashas is, if you look carefully, that's what Tosfos meant. Maybe they spoke. It's not a p'tur rabotai. It's not a p'tur, you know, they'll make fun of us on Pesach. No, they make fun of us. Who cares? No. The answer is you'll defeat the purpose. The purpose of the Ativat is to show, demonstrate our veilus. But to demonstrate our veilus is someone's wearing a shawl all the time, and now he takes that self-same shawl and wraps it over his head and over his nose, and that demonstrates avelus. No, he's down and he's down. But if a person today take a talus and walk around today with a talus over his head like Lawrence of Arabia, doesn't demonstrate avelus. That's in Shigat. So it's not the question of if the head, that they're not going to make fun of us. Nothing to do with making fun. It just doesn't reflect anything. as opposed to wearing a hat, according to the, you know, gives a more subdued tone. Wearing a hat, and the hat especially was down a little bit over more over his forehead, so that indicates something. But one thing is true, you have to deny, you can't deny it, the Ramah left it out. The Ramah has no clue, no reference, no remnant about wearing the hat. They had wear a hat in Krakow also. Not only in the towns of the Shach, they were in the Ramah's town also. Nope. Why? The Ramah apparently learns no. Not the Aruch HaShulchan. Not the Pshat that he made a general halacha batifa and do it whatever the minig makom become. No. They instituted atifa to Shmelin. And if atifa to Shmelin is inappropriate nowadays, so there's no atifa. That's all. That's minig Ramah. That's minig Ramah. So the post can say that if the person's sweating badly, he can take off the atifa. That's another reason why people are a bit more makom nowadays. But a final thought for today is assuming that you do want to have atifa, when is the atifa? When is the atifa? So the Shulchan Aruch writes Mefurish and Shin Pei Vav, assuming they had atifa, then when is it? B'chol Hayom. Avach Shabar Menachem Metzlo V'gale Rosho L'chvodom. That's if the Menachem come in, then you certainly don't have to have any atifa. So writes the Mechaber. Where do you get it from? Al Gemara? No, Al Gemara, which said that Rabbi Akiva had certain covered around with respect to the chulav based on the shalom, and therefore the same thing should apply when it comes to atif, which is the Ramban quoted on page Kuf Mem Zayin from the Sechta Smoch, which we don't have. We spoke about this already a long time ago. Covered on Achmed. So the post to say is manazer. They're merchel and they're covered, and you can leave the atifa on, or the hat on, or whatever you happen to be using for an atifa, if you're using any. The Birkei Yosef is this unbelievable custom. Ha'olam no'agin she'ein ha'olam misadet batifas ha'rosh kalayom ele b'shoa she'boi l'nachmo hefech ma'shakosu ha'postim atifa kalayom u'sheboi l'nachmo n'gala rosho Rebbeinu shalelam. How can they be a meeting home with exactly the opposite of what this is Shulchan Aruch? Well, Rav Chaim Kapusi, in a manuscript, Shuvah, with Mekayim the Minig. Minig Yitro Tari. Well, unfortunately, I don't have access to the Ksav Yad of this Odom Godel. So if I need you to help me out, what do you think he said? Who wants to guess? What did he say? I'll give you my guess. My guess is as follows. We explained, Rabbi Osai, with respect to Kfiyas Amita. Kfiyas Amita is like Atiba Drosh in the sense they're both positive, and according to us, they both don't apply in their full measure nowadays, right? Oh. So he said, although we no longer have Kfiyas Amita, but Juranish Nicham Avelim is a special din, what I call the Tzura of Nicham Avelim, they have to be sitting on the ground. That's what he's talking about by Rikas last week. Here too. Perhaps the Minig evolved, that although Atiba Drosh as such no longer exists, but as an independent halacha, but the tzura of nicham avelim, which is the equivalent of sitting on the ground with respect to kfiyas amita, is the idea here of having a head covered with respect to atifa sarosh, and therefore that custom exists dafka to do the atifa sarosh during the nicham avelim period, because we're assuming it's bigger than your partner. Like the Ramah, you're puzzled from atifa qua atifa as atifa, because it's not as I said before. It's not Yishmael, and they don't have it, and there's no reason to introduce a new one. But as far as embellishing the mood or the spirit of the Nicham Avelim, this in a general sense, which we're certainly required to do. So this kind of an ether which we have, and which they had even as well in these Scottish countries, I know what they have, which they would do during the time of Nicham Avelim to demonstrate a certain spirit of lowliness. Yes.
Why did Father say that part of
the Gemara, there's no Gemara. The Masechet Svarot, which we don't have, says that in the Kvodah Menachem. The Kvodah Menachem, there are two things I can answer you. Number one, that they have Merchel that covered nowadays, which we saw in Falskim. And number two, it's a different Ituf. So especially for us, well, it's only the hat. So we're going to have to all the time. As we have sitting on the ground, which is, you know, stemming in a measure of lowliness, so this wearing a hat is, but you know, it's a little bit makes a little more, you know, I don't know how to say it, a little more subdued. Yes, yes. Same question. Okay, we'll have to stop. We're out of time. Mishim, on Friday, we'll start the figure of enough of two. Thank you.